coming into the third hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to control the content. So if you find something online that you want to share with our listeners, you just submit the URL to our website. Our system checks to see if it's already there. If it's already there, it lets you vote on the one that's already in the system. If it's not, it goes into the system, and then others can vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things, too. And the most voted on make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning more people see them, we're more likely to see them, talk about them on the air. So you can influence the show prep for this program by going to freetalklive.com and getting involved there. Of course, the system is completely free. The website is free. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. The DEA's ban of synthetic marijuana still to come. Cuba, an update on what's going on there. But first, Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
I'm a big Star Wars fan rather than a Star Trek fan, but
okay.
I do know enough about the Star Trek mythos to know that Zeitgeist is basically Gene Roddenberry's vision of utopia. But one aspect of that utopian ideal that has always displeased me, and it always left me dissatisfied whenever I watch Star Trek, is this vision of a world without money. I like earning money. In my current situation, I don't even need to earn money. I get a stipend, but I want to earn money. It means I can get more stuff, can give more away, can buy more of the tastier kinds of food. But also, in a way, it's satisfying all by itself. Speaking as a game designer, I can tell you that there is some aspect of human behavior that absolutely loves the sense of accomplishment that comes with earning money or earning something. Personally, I think that most utopian ideals are simply not very well thought out. Even video games feature fictitious currency for the player to earn, just as if they were doing a real job, albeit a really fun one, but it's cloaked in a context of doing something that's enjoyable. In fact, do you remember that one guy who mentioned that he stopped playing video games after he started pirating them and got them for free?
I don't recall that, no.
It was a few nights ago, or a week ago or something. Well, that's a well-known psychological phenomenon. Paying for something makes you value it more.
That's true.
And that makes you more willing to devote time to it, because time is the one resource that can never be gained back. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that myself, is that when I spend money on some, like, even if everything in the world were free, you would still have to ration your time to spend on things.
That's true.
And you feel like you're so much more willing to devote time to something if you had to pay money to earn it.
I agree with that. You've got skin in the game, so to speak. And this is something that I learned fairly quickly when I was doing libertarian outreach about a decade ago. When I would we'd be running like a table at, say, the gun show or gay lesbian pride fest or the county fair, and I would have different things to give to people. My original idea was I would, give away some pamphlets or whatever. And that did not work, because what ended up happening is you'd walk around the event afterwards and you'd see them in the trash cans. And so it just made me feel like I was throwing my money down a rat hole by having these flyers printed up, this information printed up, giving it away to all these people in the hopes that they were going to read it. And maybe some people kept it and read it, but a lot of people just tossed it in the trash bin when they came nearby.
It always reminds me of that Mitch Hedberg joke when somebody hands me a flyer. It's like they're saying, here, you throw this away.
Right. So instead, I changed my model, and I did this fairly quickly. It only took me like one try to see this, and I changed my model, and I made it so that I was charging for the flyers and the pamphlets and the information that I was giving away. It was not a lot, 25 cents for one thing, a dollar for another, and I had like a book that I would sell for $11. So kind of three different levels where somebody could just reach in their pocket for some change and get something.
Yeah,
walk
I always
away
find
with
selling things below a dollar, people will always buy it because, I mean, hey, you find that in your couch.
Right, and I believe that was much more effective, because then they were paying for it. They're much more likely to look at something that they've taken the time to pay for than if it's just given for free.
It gives it value.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts, Nick?
Yeah. good to hear Frank again after all this time. Whatever happened to Dana, who used to call in and she talked about how she was being abandoned by Medicare or something like that?
That's a good question. I don't know. We haven't heard from her in several months, so your guess is as good as mine. Thanks, Nick, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. One of the things about this show is over the years we've heard different voices, and they've come and they've gone, and, you know, that's the nature of an open phones talk radio show. We don't know who these people are, and they contribute when they feel like it.
It happens.
So 1-800-259-9231, circumstances change, people get a job or get a new job or something like that, and they can't listen at the same times, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Come back when you can, and if you can't come back, that's okay.
Yeah. We'll podcasts are always there and archives are there, so you can catch up.
We'll be here either way. 800-259-9231. The DEA banning synthetic marijuana from StopTheDrugWar.org, which is, by the way, the premier website for people to visit if they are interested in drug war-related news, because these guys follow the war on drugs not just in the United States, but also worldwide, and they do a great job. So I highly recommend I think it's a weekly newsletter that comes out with kind of a rundown of all the things that have happened in the last week, and that's where I got this from. So StopTheDrugWar.org. By the time you read these words, the possession and sale of synthetic cannabinoids will be a federal crime. The DEA announced late Monday afternoon that its emergency rules banning the fake weed would go into effect Tuesday, March 1st. In recent years, synthetic cannabinoids sprayed on herbal matter and marketed as incense under the names including Spice and K2 have become widely available. They're sold at head shops, convenience stores, truck stops, and via the internet. The effects of such concoctions mimic those of marijuana. And I can say that I tried some of this stuff this past year. Somebody had some at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I had the opportunity to sample some. And I don't know, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I tried a different brand of it later on here in Keene. And like the first time I did it, I was like, wow, this is better than some of the regular stuff we get around here.
Really strong,
so,
right?
Yeah. I mean, after a while, the effect wears off on you, so... Mm-hmm. Have to take a break from it for a while, but it works, you know.
Yeah.
And it tastes like Christmas.
What they're doing, you're right, it's an herbal mixture, and the different brands probably have different mixtures, and it's literally
a
chemical.
They say, like, burning potpourri on the bag.
Yeah, exactly, incense. So it's a chemical, though, that's sprayed on this herbal mixture. And the ban was originally scheduled to go into effect on Christmas Eve, but was delayed by legal challenges from retailers, which apparently weren't successful. The ban lists five chemicals commonly used in the compounds. There has been a rapid and significant increase in abuse of these substances in the United States. According to the DEA's notice, the agency is acting to avoid an imminent hazard to public safety, it said. But just as synthetic cannabinoids mimic the effects of herbal marijuana, the adverse effects reported by a subset of users mimic those of herbal marijuana. Those adverse effects include anxiety, paranoia, rapid heartbeat, and nausea, all admittedly unpleasant, but not life-threatening. No fake weed overdose deaths have been reported. States have not been wanting for the feds to act against this legal high. At least 18 of them have criminalized synthetic cannabinoids, including Utah, Arizona, and Nebraska last week. Well, that'll solve it, Meg. I mean, they've gone ahead, they've made synthetic marijuana illegal now, and so, well, they can just, you know, wash their hands of this matter. It's all over and done with. No one will ever get their hands on these products ever again.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous that we're now making things that aren't even really drugs in that same taboo category, because now it's like when kids drink Robitussin to get high. It's just so sad to watch that has to be some illegal thing. Like Sudafed is now sold behind the counter, you know, and it just makes it so ridiculous that people have to break the law to get immature high, I guess.
Well, right, and those highs are really kind of dangerous too.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody drinking a bunch of Robitussin, they're taking on a whole lot of chemicals that are not necessary for what they're looking for. What they're looking for is a DXM disassociation trip.
But a lot of those things have a lot of that, the nasal passage clearing stuff.
Antihistamines.
Yeah, they have a high.
Acetaminophen.
Yeah, and so too much of that stuff, and you can really mess yourself up.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of that is because the kids can't find marijuana or something much more common that would be much safer.
Yeah.
But that's okay, Meg. It's over. This has been outlawed, so no one's ever going to use synthetic marijuana again.
Yeah, let's outlaw flooding and dirty diapers while we're at it.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. And children come under a minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And by the way, speaking of those features, we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see those and be, if you are a lady listener, part of the Shrine by going and getting the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. And imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she'd advanced warning from LifeLock. She said, without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known thieves were coming, and added that LifeLock services are legit, they do what they say that they'll do, and it's worth it. Now, we here at Free Talk Live don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft can bring, so protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that we're using here at Free Talk Live, LifeLock. You can join us in protecting those you love and the things that you've worked so hard for from the ravages of identity theft this year. And we've got it so you can get a 60 bonus days of LifeLock protection. So call now to get that 60-day bonus by calling 1-800-242-2693. That's 800-242-2693. That's for LifeLock. You get the 60-day bonus if you call that number, 800-242-2693.
And that'd be a good thing to invest in. I was just complaining about how something so minor as a little 99-cent purchase made in my name has really screwed with my life. So those things are good.
1-800-259-9231 is our call-in number. You can use that to get on the air here and bring up whatever you want. But we were just telling you about how the DEA has banned synthetic cannabinoids, which is something that the marketplace brilliantly came up with as a workaround for the ban
on a really funny name too.
On a plant. So what they've done here is they banned this across the country after about 18 states had already banned it at the state level. And I guess it took effect on March 1st, so whether or not you can actually buy this stuff at head shops at this point is pretty questionable. I imagine that it's being pulled off the shelves as we speak and being sold in the black market.
Yeah.
Because the companies that are making these products, some of them are overseas. So there's no reason why, I believe some of the manufacturers are Chinese, so there's no reason why the products, the Spice and K2 or some of the brand names, are going to stop being manufactured, because it's probably still completely legal to have these products in many other countries around the world. So there's still a market to sell this legally, and because of that, they will still likely have people bringing these products in the black market.
Which is really, really sad. Like I said, the price is going to go up, and so you're going to be paying and taking the same risk to get fake drugs as you would to get real drugs.
Well, I guess that's a good question, is how will the black market respond here? Because it may be the case that the spice may not be as easy to catch as marijuana. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, these products, I'm looking at one of the packages here, it's a sealed package. Mm-hmm. Like, the spice comes in this little, little sealed pack that most marijuana is not being necessarily shipped around in these kind of sealed packages where dogs can easily sniff out a pound of marijuana in your car. But would it be as easy to sniff out spice or K2, which aren't the same? They're not the same herb. They're herbal mixtures of fully legal herbs.
And I think it also might be a good transition for those people who are very anti-drug but want to try the high feeling once. It might
think? I don't know, because I've heard that this can be much more intense than
average
cannabis.
I have heard that, but think about just coming, from me, I know I came from I was afraid of drugs my whole life, and the first time I tried them, I was very scared and everything like that. So having a transition thing like this might have been easier for me to accept, because I was like, okay, it's not drugs, it's fake drugs, so I'll get the feeling, but it won't be the bad chemicals that I'm not supposed to put in my body because they're dangerous and they'll kill me, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect out of this, honestly. I mean,
it might very well kill the product. I mean, if people can, you know, take the same risk and get real drugs, why would they bother with this other than, you know, the whole...
I don't know. I think there are reasons. I can come up with reasons. Like, for instance, have you ever had moldy weed?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks. I mean, when you buy a bag of weed and...
Also, this might be easier to hide from parents. They wouldn't know. You could just say it was some incense.
Incense. That's what it's labeled.
Yeah.
So I think there are some reasons why this may stay alive in the black market. A, the companies are still going to be able to stay out there and selling on the legal market, so the products will still be manufactured. It will then just be up to the smugglers to bring them in and sell them on the black market. But also, that it may be a more stable product. Like,
well, does this show up in drug testing?
Another good question. I don't have an answer to that.
I mean, that might be a good enough reason to keep it around.
Good question. If you have the answer to that question, I'd love to hear it at 800-259-9231. We may be able to Google around and figure that out. But, yeah, that may be another point. And plus, just the freshness factor. I mean, when you're dealing with marijuana, the actual product cannabis, the plant, you're dealing with flowers, dried flowers from a plant. And the black market is entirely in control of this product. There aren't any legal cannabis manufacturers that are shipping marijuana that's being smuggled in. All of the people that are growing marijuana and packaging it for sale are of the illegal type. It's a complete black market operation, whereas this is a product that's being manufactured in a laboratory environment in places like China. So it's not an entirely black market. It's more of a gray market kind of situation where the product is legal in some places.
They have the product labeled. You know, it's pre-measured into, I don't know, nice-looking bags.
Correct, which means it's being taken care of in a much more professional manner, which means that these people know what to do as far as treating the product. Like you say, you know, they're putting it in sealed packages.
Yeah, it's not by some creepy, you know, sandwich bag with a leftover pickle in it, you know.
Right. I mean, that's obviously an exaggeration, but you know, the marijuana is harvested at a certain time of year, and then it goes into these, and I'm speaking very generally here, of a large-scale operation. Obviously, you've got the small-time growers that harvest their pot, and they sell it directly to their consumers. Mm. But like on the kind of the drug gang scale, you've got massive amounts of marijuana that are being harvested, that are being, like, put into hay baling machines, essentially, to turn them into bricks, like 25, 50-pound, 100-pound bricks or whatever. And then those bricks are being shipped around to different places, to different maybe more low-high-level or mid-level distributors. They then take those bricks and they unbrick them and they make them into pounds and quarter pounds and they sell those down the line. And then it ends up in the hands of the street-level dealer that takes that quarter pound that he's bought and puts that in a sandwich baggie, like you were saying, and it's, you know, being sold out on the streets.
Yeah.
But that process may take months, and in that time, and it may be even longer than that, because I've known somebody in the past who told me that he was at one of these facilities where they were doing, you know, essentially this baling of the marijuana, and he saw pallets of marijuana bricks, just pallets of them, just sitting there out in the open in this warehouse. And some of that had been there for months because they had this huge harvest, but they have to sell it out over time because there's certain times of the year where it's not really being harvested, and so it just sits there and gets old, and
that
the product
can get gross.
The product breaks down, and by the time it gets to your house, if it's moist enough out, you end up getting, you could have mold growing on that product, and if the synthetic stuff doesn't suffer from those issues, it could be a fresher, more high-demand product.
Also, just found it does not show up in drug tests.
Good to know. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of your waves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
So we're talking about the DEA's banning of synthetic cannabinoids, which is kind of a legal, or was a legal version of marijuana, which was being created in a laboratory environment, being distributed through fully legal channels. And, of course, all the attention given to it by the news media, of course, spreads the word about this this product. It actually encourages people to learn about this, because if nobody had ever talked about it in the media, it probably wouldn't have spread as fast. Of course, we have the internet, so
I just read an article of a cop complaining, "Your kids are getting high on this stuff." How many kids read that and been like,
yeah,
"Hey, this is legal, and I
get me some."
This? Yeah.
So we're talking about what this ban and what it is, what it's going to mean, and whether or not this product is still going to stay in the black market, and how are the police going to identify this product? I mean, okay, yeah, you can tell them, look out for spice and K2, but it's not like, you know, if you looked at this stuff, it's just like this herbal blend. They take different herbs, they blend it together, they spray a chemical on it. But it's not identifiable at a glance. You can't look at it like a marijuana, like a bag of marijuana.
It looks like the little sachet of perfume stuff that you put in your drawer with your socks to keep them fresh or something like that. I mean, if you were to put it in a bag like that, I don't think the cops could tell the difference.
Right. So I don't know. They certainly at this point don't have any kind of obviously I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think they have any kind of testing for this sort of thing.
No, the only way they're going to be able to do this is by arresting people that have anything of plant matter on them, at all. And
which, of course, is scary.
Testing it later, yeah.
That's even scarier, and I'm glad that we got to this point in this discussion, because that means if there is no way to eyeball it, which they have with marijuana, I mean, every cop is trained to smell marijuana. They know what it smells like. They know what it looks like. This stuff, there's no particular smell.
Yeah.
There's no particular look.
Like I said, it smells like Christmas.
And it's a chemical that is sprayed on this herbal mixture. Presumably, they could spray it on something else as well. I don't know what that would mean or how that would be, you know, marketed. But they're not going to be able to eyeball this one.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to take you, arrest you, send it off to a lab for chemical analysis to find out if it is one of the, I guess, they've made it technically illegal to have certain types of this substance. There are, I guess, different... I don't know if the analogs are the right term, but they're kind of related chemicals. That maybe there's only like one or two minor changes to the actual chemical structure, and so they've outlawed four of those chemical structures.
It's like, what are they going to do now? Start outlawing like certain bands of DNA? You know, like
it's crazy.
Yeah, but what? How can they do that? I mean, what if you accidentally made this stuff in your kitchen one day?
Well, you'd be a criminal. So they banned five chemicals commonly used in these compounds. So it's going to become a very, very difficult process to enforce this particular ban. It's going to be easy.
Yeah.
The easy part is going to be for the DEA or local police agencies to go into a local head shop now.
Yeah, because, harass the stores.
Right, because the ban just went into effect last week. So right now you've probably got a bunch of store owners who have no clue that this has been made illegal. Because how else would you know? I mean, it's not like they're going to give you a courtesy call to let you know.
Plus, the store workers, you kind of have to assume they use their products. So they might not quite be, you know, reading all the employee memos coming through from their boss. And most of these places are, like, locally owned anyway.
I mean, I would imagine the average head shop owner is to some extent following the news about his products. But on the other hand, there's a lot of businesses out there that were selling these things. They mentioned truck stops. They mentioned head shops and online as well. So many people may not know.
They're maybe just hoping that people will be stupid enough to, like, leave it in its original packaging and they'll find it that way. But, you know, the moment this stuff goes illegal, you know, all you got to do is buy it. Tip it over into a different bag.
That's right. Good luck, cops.
Yeah.
Good luck with this. And because there are all kinds of reasons. Now, essentially, the more we're talking about it, the more I can see that people should use this in the black market as opposed to a real cannabis.
Well,
because there are all kinds of reasons for it.
Yeah, I mean, there are.
But then again, cannabis is natural and maybe that's better.
Yeah, it does have its perks, and this has its perks, too. I mean, this stuff burns pretty hot, and so you can really burn your throat on it and stuff like that.
Well, and also it's synthetic, so it's not natural. There's that aspect. Plus, with cannabis, you've got these different strains and different breeds, which some people will tell you that that means that there's kind of different highs that are involved, whereas this, it's the same chemical you're buying every single time.
And so it doesn't work as good after the first time.
That's probably why. It's one of the reasons, I think, why, like, you know, they say when you shampoo, you should shampoo with different shampoos or whatever. Like, the same thing with cannabis. If you are smoking the same plant, the same strain over and over again, it's going to wear down on you. But if you change that up, then it may be a little bit newer for you when you make that change.
And that's why the first time I did this, I was just like lying on a couch for a good 20 minutes, like unable to move.
So your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the Amp Lines unscreen caller. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Hi, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I got in trouble the other day. My daughter brought over her boyfriend and visited me. It was the first time I'd met her boyfriend, and we were at my house, and I got in trouble for showing him porn.
Whoa. How old was this guy?
He's 20.
And who got you in trouble?
Well, you know, they were both sitting there, and I was showing him something on their computer that I was interested in, and my daughter happened, you know, to be there, and she saw it too, and she was mad at me for showing her boyfriend porn.
Because she considers that he's cheating on her, or what?
Well, I don't know. See, I took her, I showed him the Shrine of Female Listeners.
That was what was considered porn?
Well, there are some racy photos. I'm ready to go now.
Well, I'm sorry, Matt. Say again?
Yeah. My daughter apparently considered a couple of the more interesting pictures pornography.
I see. It's true. Meg is right. There are some pictures that maybe, you know, some body parts are suggested.
Body parts. Come on.
I wouldn't call that porn.
I see tons of grandma ones at the Y.
Nobody is having sex on the Shrine of Female Listeners. No
Yet.
One is playing with themselves on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So to my...
I wouldn't have considered it porn either.
No.
I was kind of taken aback when I heard that.
Yeah, nudity is not porn, and people need to get that in their heads, because that just makes people afraid of nudity as well as sex, and it's all ridiculous.
I think that part of the problem was, a lot of the problem was, is I'm her father, and she did not expect me to be showing pictures of other women.
Ew, Dad!
Yeah, it's tough to think about your parents as sexual beings.
That's a good point. Matt, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just thought that was a funny story that you should know about.
I was amused, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. He's mentioning our Shrine of Female Listeners. For those that don't know, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can see the shrine there and the ladies that have sent their pictures that range, you know, from, as you mentioned, racy a little bit down to, you know, very, very prim and proper, I suppose, and all everything in between. But for the most part, it's just people with their clothes on. I mean, there's maybe a handful of people that are...
And there's not, like, anything full-on nude. I mean, they're
I don't think so.
Covering up, you know, with the Free Talk Live sign or something
Correct.
So, it's suggestive. It's not...
There are so many ladies on there, I hesitate to say there isn't anything with, like, a little bit of nudity, but I don't think there is. I don't believe there are any nudity whatsoever.
I haven't really been there a lot. I remember checking it at one point and seeing some of them that I was like, oh, wow. She took her shirt off for this picture, so that's cool.
Yeah, but to label that, even if there were nude photos on the shrine, to label that porn. Is really, it's lame.
Yeah, I lived in Van Nuys. I know porn. The place is dirty.
Is that where a lot of it's being shot at?
I rented out my apartment garage to porn shoots.
For porn?
Yeah, $2,000 a month, you can't beat that.
Wait, you got paid $2,000 a month to let porn shoot in your garage?
Yeah, I just made the rule they had to bring their own bathroom.
Really? They brought a porta potty out and everything?
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, more and more porn gets made every day. It's a huge industry, so...
Pornography, sometimes it amazes me, like, how much porn can be made and supported by people, but it works, apparently. But
somebody
out
there likes everything.
I think porn is inherently sexual, and if you are finding the naked human form...
Sexual,
then that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do there to help support the show, to get the word out about Free Talk Live. We've got everything from flyers that you can print out to business card graphics that you can have printed out. We've got all kinds of other stuff. Web banners. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And if you are of college age, that is, if you're undergraduate, graduate, or recent graduate, you can intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for you for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy, and their internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and get signed up to receive updates and reminders. That's libertarianinternships.com. Great opportunities for people that want to get involved. Right?
Yeah.
And those in there, I don't know. Maybe they existed a decade ago, but I certainly didn't know about them. So good for the Institute for Humane Studies for offering that for young folks. Let's continue here with Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Hi, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. Two quick things real quick. First, I want to chime in about the drugs thing. I don't understand why organizations like the DEA, assuming that this is the group that is responsible for the banning of the faith marijuana.
It is,
why they have to go, make a new idiotic law when they could just follow their local brethren, like the local cops, and just ban anything and call anything a controlled substance. Because now, basically, if you get pulled over and you have a glassy eye or, they suspect you might be on something, whether it's Tylenol or NyQuil or, a carton of milk, that's a controlled substance. You're going to go to jail for it. And I don't see why, we have to make a law specifically outlawing something when we can just easily just put everything in one blanket law.
Well, because then it makes more paperwork, which, gets more money in there, because now they've got this new substance they've got to be fighting. So they need all this research and equipment and you know, everything else. So every new law, every new thing that they ban, they
grow. It's an increase in bureaucracy, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. My second thing real quick is from last night's discussion about child porn. I had a discussion with a friend of mine who happens to be in some sort of legal capacity, and he was telling me that there's a new technique that law enforcement agents are given a green light to use, and that is they're sticking either still photographs or video of what they would perceive to be a young-looking female on a website, like an aggregating website. Once that image, when that video gets to the top page, if someone were to go to that page at that specific time, the web browser caches the photo.
Mm-hmm.
The photo is then cached to the hard drive. Instead, charge of possession is can be contributed. 2 days later, they knock down the door. They charge somebody with child porn, even if that wasn't their immediate intent. And I thought that was just scummy.
So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that the feds are putting, or the cops are putting, a picture of child porn on a website where they would send someone to visit, and then because it would be cached on their, like, they would be, like, in a chat room or something, and they would say, hey, you want to see a picture? You go look at this page. They would go and look at it. It'd be cached in their internet browser. And even if the person said, oh, God, I don't want to see that, and hit the back button, you're saying that that would be enough to get a conviction?
Right, because you have a figure in possession of child, what they would consider possession of child pornography.
Yeah,
now, there's a lot of open ending there. Is like, is that photo really child pornography? But nobody really knows because nobody can trace it back. If the feds say it's child porn, well, that's good enough for the judge.
And that's not considered entrapment by the fact that the feds are planting child porn essentially in places where they will be found, but you know they'll be pointing people toward?
Well, no, it's not considered entrapment because a person has a desire to visit the porn site. So they're taking chances by going to the porn site.
So they're only putting them on the porn sites?
They're putting them on, well, somebody's putting them on the porn site. It's just the end result is they get slapped with child pornography charge.
I guess I don't really understand what you're saying. Maybe you can clarify it for me because I feel a little lost.
Yeah.
What site are they putting this on?
Any adult site. That you can access through your web browser that aggregates video or picture content.
Okay, so like a porn tube or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the moderators may not be aware of all of the content that is being posted by its users.
Right.
And then would the federal agent or police officer be then telling someone to go and visit this website? Some sort of mark, someone they're trying to arrest?
Nobody knows exactly how the marked person is approached. We don't. I mean, mm-hmm. All they know is that, you know, it's kind of suspicious that they visit a site, had no intention of visiting what they considered a child pornography site. It was supposed to be 18 and over. 2 days later, they're getting harassed by somebody from either local or federal.
Now, you said you've just heard this from someone, or have you actually seen some sort of corroborating evidence?
No, this was secondhand through legal friend of mine who's a lawyer.
It's an interesting story, and I thank you for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9200.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that the feds do, like, mean, shady things like that to people.
Sure.
Just to, you know, create work for themselves, I guess. But at the same time, I don't always jump to the conclusion that it's the feds now because I used to be like that, and I used to be very paranoid and just think that they were behind everything, and I realized I was making connections where connections weren't to be made, because at some level you have to realize these people are stupid, and bureaucracy is very stupefying as well, and so some of these things just seem a bit far-fetched.
True, but here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, they actually have a police officer who's on duty job is to essentially troll the internet for you know, people that are interested in getting pictures of teenagers.
Which, it seems like a waste of time. I mean,
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, essentially
what
his
isn't
job
on the internet.
Well, and his job is, I think, really slimy because his role is essentially to go and masquerade as like a teenage boy,
mm-hmm.
go into chat rooms and try to get somebody to, you know, send him, or I guess accept a picture, or to, you know, meet up with him in real life.
Yeah.
And And that's, I feel like that's entrapment. I mean, I don't know what the legal definition of entrapment is. I'm not a lawyer, but it certainly sounds entrapping to me. I mean, if somebody is in a chat room and somebody appears to be a teenager who's interested in some sort of sexual activity, you'd think that would send off some red flags, first off. But nonetheless, that's someone who's approaching you and is saying, hey, this is something that I want.
Yeah.
And so it's a consensual, if there were an actual teenager behind that account, it would be a consensual act. And because there's not a teenager behind the account, where's the crime? The crime is in the thought of wanting to go
that's
and do something.
Definition
right?
of thought crime right there. I mean, like, yes, maybe the people had intention on acting on those.
Maybe, or maybe they would have, what does an
who
intention
knows?
Matter, though?
Yeah.
Maybe he would have, the person who had the intention would have had his intentions wash away when he met the person and realized, oh, crap, this really is, you know, this person's younger than I thought, or, you know, okay, I'm having second thoughts about this.
And a lot of people probably, I mean, online is the best place to be anonymous, and so they probably go out and live out these things that maybe they can't live out in real life online, and that's their outlet because, you know, they have that outlet. And so if you take that away from them, who knows, maybe they'll, you know, not have that outlet anymore and have to go prey on the kids.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll have to talk more about the Cuba situation tomorrow because this is kind of a detailed piece that I wanted to get into. Cuba looking at slashing over 500,000 state jobs across the country.
Hmm.
And that's a lot of positions because, well, Cuba is a communist country, so most people work for the state. So they're really talking about what is a significant change for the island country. And, of course, it's a result of Fidel Castro being on the outs and his brother Raul now kind of being in charge of the country and some of the, I don't know, for lack of a better term, more market reforms that are going on over there. I mean, we're still
talking about that.
Right, we're still talking about Cuba. It's not going to turn into a market paradise or anything like that. But more things have happened since Fidel Castro has been gone that have never happened in a long, long time in Cuba.
Which, and I guess progress for them is good.
I think
know?
So. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit, it's something. But what's happening, apparently, is that the government of Cuba can't figure out how to cut the 500,000 jobs. So we'll tell you more about that tomorrow night. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Meg.
By the way, I want to remind you about Meg's website. It's libertyflare.com. Just got some orders recently.
Yeah.
And you've got great little one-inch buttons that people can get to start conversations and wear around and promote the ideas of liberty and various different liberty-oriented organizations.
Yep. And cheap.
Yes. Libertyflare.com. Visit Meg there. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.